You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. And welcome to the first episode of My Happy Mind Conversations 2021. Can we believe that we are back here where we began last spring? It's almost a year ago that we all found ourselves in the first lockdown, at least if you're here in the UK. And here we are back again in a full lockdown. And I really wanted to check myself or be mindful about what content I was going to bring to you guys on the podcast, given the change in events that we saw just a few days ago as I record this. And I had actually all sorts of episodes planned out for the start of the year, but I've decided to ditch them, at least for now, because they just don't feel like they're the things that are going to bring you most value given where we find ourselves. So I've been busy the last few days thinking about how I can best support you, my community, as we navigate through these coming weeks. And, you know, there's a number of different themes that I wanted to talk about today, because I think they're really important for us all as parents, carers, and teachers to think about, to hear, and to be mindful of as we navigate this this tough time. So the first thing I want to touch on in relation to that is New Year's resolutions. And the reason that I think this is something that needs to be addressed is that I think as a society, we put so much pressure on ourselves at the beginning of a new year to set new goals, whether they are health goals or work goals or relationship goals. We can put so much pressure on ourselves to be doing new things, right? To be starting new things or to be stopping things. And whilst that's fine, and the intent behind those is often really positive, what that can do is create a whole load of pressure on ourselves, right? It can create this whole sense of, now I've got all these other things that I need to add to my list. And honestly, I just don't feel like that's the time, or they're the things that are going to give us the most value at this time. And so what I'd like you to think about, if you found yourself getting sucked into setting a whole new set of goals or New Year's resolutions, is just to ask yourself the really honest question, is this a priority for me right now? So for example, I know many of us decided we were going to do dry January, right? Stay off the alcohol for January. I know many of us who do enjoy a glass of wine or two also said that that officially ended about 5 minutes after Boris Johnson announced the new lockdown, right? So this sense of, actually, I'm not going to take that on. Whilst I know many of you won't drink alcohol and maybe weren't even planning to do dry January, I think it's just a really good example of moderation and recognizing that actually, whether it's a glass of wine of an evening, or it's a run, or it's a bar of chocolate, or it's a daily hot chocolate, or whatever it might be, is this really the time to be restricting ourselves and putting more pressure on ourselves? It's just a really gentle question that I invite you to ask yourself as we think about moving through these coming weeks. And I know that I set myself a whole load of big goals for My Happy Mind that I'm now looking at and going, are they the right things to me for me to be focusing on in order for me to look after me, but also for me to serve you, my community, and our customers inside our schools programs and our families programs in the best way? And as a result, I've changed them, right? I've shifted some things around. And the theme of that is all around three kind of key mantras that I'm certainly trying to follow for myself and for my business, and I encourage you to think about as well. And the first is around being kind to yourself. So I don't say that lightly. I think so often as parents and carers and teachers, we're in this mold of giving to others first, right? Of making sure everybody else is okay, making sure everyone else in the family or in our community's needs are met before we look after ourselves. And I am guilty of that, as I'm sure many of you are. And we all know that it just doesn't work. That if we're pouring from an empty cup, or if we're not putting our own oxygen mask on first, or whatever of the kind of the quotes or the phrases you want to use to describe self-care, if we're not doing it, we just can't be the best version of ourselves for those other people. So making sure that we're being kind to ourselves and looking after our own needs is something that I really invite you to think about how you're going to take forward as we navigate this time. The second piece is around just going a bit slower. So really this is around lowering our expectations of what we think we might be able to achieve. Because the reality is, whether you're a parent or a teacher or a carer, if you are involved in looking after children or educating children right now, you're just not going to get as much done from your own to-do list as you might want to. And I get it. It's really frustrating and it's really hard and it's really disheartening when you had these plans and you have this big list and you get to the end of the day and you've just not got through it. So rather than setting ourselves up for those feelings of disappointment, and rather than seeking to achieve way more than we can, I'm encouraging you to just recalibrate those expectations, to rethink what it is that you really need to achieve. And to do that in a really gentle way with yourself so that you're not ending each day feeling like you didn't achieve as much as you wanted to. One of the things that I do that really helps me with this is just to think about at the beginning of the day, what are the top three things that I need to achieve today? What are the three most important things that I need to have checked off by the end of the day? Now, don't get me wrong, I still have my to-do list underneath that that never gets completed and seems to always get bigger. But if I'm really intentional about the three things that are going to be most important for me to feel like I achieved that day, then that really, really helps me. And what I'm finding is by lowering my expectations and focusing very much on the three things, I'm actually getting through them with some time to spare, which then makes me feel like, one, I've achieved what I wanted to, and two, I've actually got some time to either get through some other things or to dedicate that time to self-care. So by scaling back what we want to achieve, we actually end up feeling better than having these huge ambitions and not achieving any of it, or not achieving as much of it as we would like. So that's my second tip, is just around recalibrating your expectations of what's possible and what you're likely to achieve, given the juggling and the increased pressure that we all now have on us. And then the final thing that I really want you to consider, and certainly something that I'm implementing within my own family, is one little bit of happy each day. And if you follow my social media, you might have already seen this campaign that I started on Wednesday, Wednesday the 6th of January. And this came to me at about 4 a.m. on Wednesday morning after the announcement to announce that schools would be closing. And I was laying in my bed thinking, what can I do to support my community? How can I help? And what struck me is that what you probably don't want right now is loads and loads of content that takes ages to listen to, ages to go through. You just need some little bits of happy each day. So I came up with this idea of creating a short tip or tool or thought every single day and creating a short video for you to give you and your family a little bit of a happiness boost. So these are all tips, tricks, and tools that are based in science, they're based in research, and they're designed to be highly practical and highly doable within the constraints with which we're now living. And so a little bit of happy was born, and we're already on day 3 as I record this episode. And every weekday, for as long as the schools are closed in the UK, I'm going to be creating and sharing a video with just a little bit of happy for you. And so what I'm going to do until that wraps up is I'm going to have those episodes on the podcast too. So a little bit of happy episodes that are on video or all across my social media are also going to be podcast episodes. Now, they're going to be really short and sweet. They're going to be like 3-4 minutes long, but they'll be bite-sized chunks that you can listen to. You can binge watch if you want to, or binge listen if you want to, but there'll be things that you can do right away. And I feel like that's the best way for me to help you guys right now, is just to give you little digestible daily things that you can think about implementing. Now, for those of you who would like to have access to all of these episodes, you are more than welcome to sign up to the free library where I'm going to store all of the videos. So you can have them as a bit of a happiness library to go through as and when you want to. Now, if you want to get your hands on that, you can click the link that's in the description of this podcast episode on my website, myhappymind.org. If you're listening somewhere else, the link might not show up, but you can definitely get your hands on it there. And I'll also put it in the description for this episode too. So if you sign up for that, it's totally free. It means you're going to get access to all of the episodes that I've released, and you don't have to go and find them on social media. Or you can just hang out and listen to them inside the podcast. So I hope that's been super helpful. I hope it's given you some food for thought. I hope it's given you permission to just go slow, be kind, recalibrate your expectations, and just implement a little bit of happy every single day. So I will catch up with you really soon. Definitely check out those episodes and take care.